Hi, and thanks for joining me on this training video. We are covering planning for the FRACGP. My name is Dr. Tom Rowley, and this presentation of Graduate Medicine. A little bit about me. I did my exams in 2012.1 and got through first time, AKT, KFP, and OSCE. And we've been doing exam strategy since 2014 here at Graduate Medicine. And really, I wanted to cover how to plan for these because there really is an overwhelming amount of possible content for you to get through, and it's very easy to feel like you will never get through it. There is only a set amount of time, and it all has to be known. It all has to be actually memorized so that you can have that information usable when you actually sit your exams. They're closed book exams. They're not, unfortunately, open with access to Google. And I think that what can happen is it's very common to run into issues like stress, anxiety, worries, and fear. And also, while those things are experienced, it's not commonly spoken about the effects of those. So those kind of effects can be decreased work performance. So your actual work as a GP suffers while you are studying for these exams. You may run into increased relationship stress, that the demands of actually going through this exam process significantly strains your relationships. There is financial strain from these tests. They're quite expensive, and if you have to sit them again, then it does increase that financial strain as well, as well as the impairment and possible impairment of health and well-being, particularly if you run into not so great coping mechanisms, then you may have decreased sleep, run into sedating yourself with alcohol or drugs or video games or Facebook. There's many, many ways that these exams can end up having a side effect on your health and well-being. So is there a better way? Yes, certainly. If, in my opinion, if you'd like to consider knowing how much work you need to cover each week and be certain in that you are actually using your time effectively, that you can remain calm and focused, you can perform better at work and avoid relationship distress, avoid financial distress, avoid health and well-being consequences. So you might think, is this even possible? Seriously? Is this possible? Surely not. But yes, it actually is. So let's talk about getting the work done. How are you going to do that? So I want to cover five simple steps with you here. And essentially, we want to identify the work that has to be done. We want to identify how much needs to be fitted into each week, where your time is available for week, and then looking at how you plan and prioritize for each week. So step number one, I'm going to call this identifying the gap. So you want to identify what work needs to be done in order for you to actually be where you need to be on exam day. And I break this down to the big four. So your clinical knowledge, your clinical skills, your clinical reasoning, and your exam performance, which is going to be a function of this exact process. So where you need to be to, it does need, well, you need to work out where you need to be on exam day. And then also you need to work out where you are now across these, the knowledge, the skills, the reasoning, and how as your exam performance. So having done that, if you work out where you need to be and where you are now, you can identify what the gap is. You can clearly see the gap between these two. And maybe you break it down by specialty. Maybe you break it down by presenting complaints. Maybe you break it down in other areas across those big four, but you can look at what is the gap. And now you know what works needs to be done to get you from where you are now to where you need to be. All right, so now you've identified the work that needs to be done. All right, so where does that go? Step number two is to identify the hours available. So actually have a look how many hours you have each week. Where are you going to actually study? How many hours are available? Because I bet you already have a bunch happening in your life. It may be less than you expect, or less than you pretend that it could be. You might say, oh, great, I'm going to do 40 hours a week. But you might actually find that that's pretty hard to fit in around everything else that's going on in your world. So I want you to get clear and actually identify how many hours per week are available for you to study and block them out. Go, okay, great, I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. and study till 6:30 every day. That's an hour and a half every day. So 7 plus 1/2, 3 1/2, 10 1/2 hours identified there. Then you might find your weekends. Then you might find a half an hour during lunch, maybe an hour in the evening. Boom. And suddenly you actually are clear how many hours you actually have per week. This is necessary to know because it is really easy to pretend that there's more available hours. And the outcome of this is that you know that these hours are now precious. These should not be wasted doing other things. These are your available time to study. All right, what do you do now? Okay, so I would suggest that you actually assign specialties to the time available. How many weeks are there? So you know how long it is until you sit your exams. Is it 10 weeks? Is it 15 weeks? Is it 20 weeks? Is it 30 weeks? And then how many specialties do you need to get through in terms of your clinical knowledge and clinical skills? Where do these fit? So you might go, okay, I need to get through cardiology. I need to get through dermatology. I need to get through emergency. You go through all of those. I usually teach there's about 22 of them. And then you need to split them into the weeks. So let's have a look at some examples here. So if you've got 14 weeks remaining, so you've got 12 weeks of study and you're allowing 2 weeks of revision, which I would strongly suggest you do, and you've got 22 specialties, it's roughly 2 per week to get through. If you've got 26 weeks and you've got 22 weeks of study and 4 weeks of revision, then pretty much it's 1 per week. If you're more than 12 months out, then you can actually, I would suggest that you loop through that 22 plus 4 weeks twice. Rather than doing 2 weeks for each specialty, I would actually loop through it twice. Because of the amount of time between when you review the first topics and actually sit your exams, my suggestion is that you go 22 plus 4 times 2. All right, so why does this matter? Well, I think it's actually a critical discipline to be able to prevent you from taking too much time on any one area. So it's easy to spend 2, 3, 4 weeks on cardiology, 2, 3, 4 weeks on dermatology, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks on emergency. But suddenly that's your entire time if you've got 12 weeks out and you've only covered 3 of the 22 specialties. And the second advantage of doing this is it forces you to do the work now, this week. You must cover cardiology this week. Otherwise, if you do not stick to the plan, you're either going to have to find more time in your week, which, as we've talked about already, is difficult, or you end up not studying other areas, which leaves weaknesses. All right, so we've now, step number one, identified the work. Number two, identified where it goes in your week. Number three, we've identified the big picture specialties that need to go into each week. And now we move to step four, which is planning review. So you know which specialty goes in, you know what you're going to cover that week, but you need to actually drill down and go, what specifically do I need to look at? What knowledge, what skills, what reasoning go into this week? So you actually going through and defining what work needs to be done this week into your available hours. If you have 12 hours of study available for the week, then you need to actually assign the topics that you're going to work on during that time. I would suggest that a great day for this is Sunday. You're defining the week ahead, and assigning it to your calendar, but you can also go back and review the week that you did before. And actually seek accountability here. Did you do the work as planned? And if you didn't, then you have to look at what needs to change for this week so you don't keep repeating that. If you had 12 hours and you actually ended up only doing 5 hours of work, then that is a problem. What happened with those other 7 hours? Knowing that that time is precious, knowing that it needs to be used for the study, otherwise there'll be severe consequences, what actually happened? And so each Sunday, it's going to give you a chance to look at, hey, did I do the work? And if not, what do I need to change to actually get that work done? Which is, strangely enough, step 5, get the work done. So as you go through your week now, you already have your assigned times of what you're going to cover. That actually, when that time comes for study, you know what you're going to study. Now it is a simple process of doing that work. If it is covering atrial fibrillation at 5 a.m. on Monday morning, you open atrial fibrillation and study for however long it is. Maybe it's a half hour, maybe it's an hour, whatever you allowed for that. Boom. When the end of that time comes, you move on. If you do not do this for the topics, much like the same with the specialties, you'll run into major problems of not getting through all the work for the week. Know that it is always possible to go deeper in any of these topics, but because of the breadth of general practice, you will not get through all the work if you do not hold your boundaries strongly. Know the consequences of this. If you spend 2 hours on atrial fibrillation, then that means that time has to come out of one of the other cardiology topics, and you'll be weaker in that. Getting the work done. Also, I would strongly suggest that you focus on your functional memory. There's no good studying a topic if you can't recall it in the actual exams. So you need to be thinking about how are you going to remember all of this information. And I would suggest that focusing on strong structure is a key part of actually being able to use the information in the exams. You're going to have to apply it to the particular cases that you are faced with across all three exams. So it needs to be functional. If you just have a vast amount of information that is not well organized and not well learnable, then it is not going to be easy to use and you will not get the results that you want. All right, moving on for getting the work done, I'd also suggest that you develop defenses against interruption. Number one for me is airplane mode on your phone. At least put it on silent, but I would suggest airplane mode is the way forward for you. During this precious study time, you do not want to be interrupted. It takes a while to recover from any interruption, and you may need to discuss it with your partner and your family not to interrupt you, that this is the major project that you are working on to get your FRACGP, and then after that, life becomes a whole lot better. So they need to respect the work that you are doing when you are studying. And this is a conversation that I'd strongly suggest that you have with your family if they are interrupting you during your study time. I've got two more tips for you to increase your focus. First one is called Pomodoro Method. So this was generated by an Italian student who discovered that utilizing set amounts of time would increase his focus. And the reason it's called Pomodoro is that it was a tomato timer that he used. So the methodology is to set your timer for 30 minutes or 50 minutes and then work during that time. When the timer goes off, you take a break for 5 to 10 minutes, then you drop back in and repeat. 30 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 30 minutes on, 5 minutes off, or 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off. 50 minutes on, 10 minutes off. It gives you a chance to reset your brain, refocus, and come back to actually working. My second suggestion is that there is a software called Focus at Will that plays neurologically tuned music to increase your focus. I usually use the classical setting and I find it extremely helpful to drop in for extended periods of focus. So that is called Focus at Will and it's music that you play while you are studying. All right, so let's go through this and just review one more time. So step number one was identify the gaps. Number two, identify your hours. Number three, assign the specialties that go for each week. Number four, every week, every Sunday, you go and do your planning review. And step five, on the actual days, you get the work done. Your fellowship awaits you. I hope that you found a lot of value from this training. I've certainly enjoyed making it for you. I'd invite you to share it with others that you know may benefit this, and I look forward to seeing you again on future trainings from Graduate Medicine, and best wishes for your exam prep and results.